Still here with GWT and VMware Image Generation. And once again, too much time has passed without me paying attention to the blog. I spent time experimenting with all sorts of apps and technologies and should have really posted some of my experience. Concerning my experience with GWT, I upgraded to version 1.2.22 today and did realize the promised decrease in startup time when loading the project in the hosted mode browser, but in my opinion, it could still be a bit smoother. The commercial GWT designer and Eclipse plugin with a free edition available looks very promising, especially the useful wizards, refactoring support, internationalization support, and of course the visual designer make GWT development even more productive. I really like it. Another project I spent some time on lately is the automatic generation of VMware images. The idea is basically to automate the installation of predefined software packages so that up-to-date images can be built at any time. Eventually, custom images could be requested and a software installation could take place without supervision. I currently use the install scripts of the unattended.org project and an additional Perl script to start the VM. As a prototype, it works so far. I've also looked into other installer projects like WPKG, but I might end up creating my own database-based package and profile management to enable user-based profile definition via a web interface. And by the way, I need to get myself a Java server for my backyard, like Sun's Black Box. That's all, folks. Bye.